Okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. All you're going to need to do is listen to my voice. Listen to it and let yourself let go. First, we're going to start with a little bit of relaxation. Something you've done perhaps 100 times before. You do it every day before you sleep. You do it any time you go into a trance. What you're doing is you're letting your mind shut down. You're letting your mind lose focus from everything else until there's only one thing, only one point of focus left. And this time, that focus is going to be my voice. That's right. You're going to find yourself focusing solely on my voice as it guides you down into a nice, deep, comfortable trance. So let's go ahead and begin. We're going to begin at your ankles. We're going to work away all of your stress, all of your distractions, everything. We're going to work it all out of your body. We're going to start with your ankles and feet and just simply let them relax. Just simply let them relax. Let all of the stress strip away, slipping away, leaving your body. You can almost imagine it. If you were to close your eyes, you could almost see it as waves of energy leaving your feet. All the stress, everything, tension, all of it gone. And as you relax, the relaxation itself will begin to move upwards into your calves. Feel your calves relaxing now, so nice and comfortable, just letting all of the tension drain away down through your feet. That's right. Now, let's continue moving upwards into your thighs. Feel them begin to relax. Feel your tension just draining away. It feels so good to just simply let everything else go and just listen to my voice for a little while. Feel the tension draining away. Your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, all of them feeling so very, very good and relaxed. It feels amazing to relax like this. It is one of the best feelings in the world. And now, feel the relaxation working its way upwards to your hips. Your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Just relaxing more and more. Feel how good it is. How good it is to just listen to my voice and relax. Feel everything else just simply slipping away. All you need to do is listen to me. Listen to me and relax and let go. Feel the world slipping away. All you want to do is listen to my voice. Focus on my voice. And as you hear it, your body and mind will relax further and further, going deeper and deeper into trance. You may not be there yet, but your mind will get there soon as we continue to relax both mind and body. Now, feel the stress leaving your stomach, the stress, the tension, everything. It feels so good to just simply relax and let go. And as you do, let it work its way upward, all the way up into your chest. Your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. All of them just so beautifully relaxed. There is no need to think about anything. There is no need to do anything. All you want to do is listen and relax and slide down deeper and deeper into trance. And the more you relax, the slower and slower your breathing is likely to get. Almost as if you're taking a nice, comfortable nap. But instead you are focused on my voice, and only my voice. You hear it. It slips into your mind and takes you down deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable. So wonderfully relaxed. Feel how good it is to be relaxed like this. Feel the relaxation working its way all the way up to your shoulders. And now your shoulders are relaxed. And the relaxation is working its way down through your arms. Your arms, your wrists, your fingers, your hands, your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, your waist, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet. Everything feels so amazingly good. It feels good to just listen to my voice and let go. Letting go more and more with every word as the relaxation now moves upwards, up your neck and into your face, all the way to your top of your head. Feel your body relaxing, relaxing from head to toe, so very wonderfully relaxed. Your eyelids so nice and heavy, your face so deeply relaxed. You just feel so amazingly comfortable as you listen to my voice and relax, sliding down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my trance, just listening to my voice and going so very, very deep. It feels so good to relax like this. And now, we're going to take you deeper still. Now that your entire body is relaxed, we're going to take your mind down, down so very, very deep. I'm going to count down now, down from 5 to 1, and when I get to 1, you will be in the deepest of trances. That's right. 5. It feels as if the relaxation has doubled, as if you were twice as relaxed as you were before, as I carry you down, down into the deepest of trances. 4. So very, very relaxed. Feel your mind and body just simply floating, floating in my words, carried down into the deepest of trances. Nothing exists but my words carrying you down so very, very deep. 3. It feels as if you've gone even deeper. All that exists are my words guiding you so very, very deep. 2. Only thing there is are my words taking you deeper and deeper. And the deeper you go, the better you feel. It feels so very, very good to be in a trance like this. It feels so very, very wonderful to just let go and allow my voice to guide you. That's right. It is absolutely wonderful. So very wonderful as we approach the very bottom, almost to a place where your mind is so deep that all you hear are my words. The rest of the world is some faraway place. Some faraway place you cannot even seem to get to right now. All that matters are my words, guiding you down deeper and deeper to a place where you feel so amazingly good. One, feel how deep you are. Feel how wonderful it feels. It feels absolutely amazing to be this deep, so deep. So very, very relaxed. And now I want you to picture something. I want you to imagine yourself. I want you to imagine yourself when you're very aroused. Go ahead and let yourself picture something that arouses you. Get the image fully in your mind. Allow yourself to get to the point where you are becoming almost painfully aroused as you picture either a story or a situation or even just simply an image that just simply turns you on so very, very deeply. And as you find yourself becoming more and more aroused, you're going to find that you are craving a little bit of pain. A little bit of pain would go just absolutely wonderfully with this arousal. It may not have been a desire you've ever had before, but you're going to find that you are enjoying pain more and more. That somehow pain and suffering of your body is becoming linked to arousal, that the more pain you suffer, the more worked up you seem to get, that seeing other people suffering is also arousing, but it's even more so when it's you. Little things, clothespins placed on the nipples or the genitals, these are things that are going to begin being very arousing to you. The idea of being beaten, perhaps a flogger, or a crop, or a cane, any of those thoughts are going to begin becoming more and more attractive to you. You're going to find that you respond to pain, that you respond to it in a sexual manner, that you get more arousal from it than anything else. You're going to find that you are simply aroused by your own suffering, by pain. That's right. You are being trained to enjoy pain. It'll happen in little increments. There may be parts of it you already enjoy. Maybe a mild spanking turns you on, or maybe you've been known to twist your nipples, or even perhaps you have worn clamps, but you're going to find that pain itself is becoming more and more satisfying, that the act of suffering is becoming more and more of a sexual act, that it arouses you, that you find yourself drawn to it and wanting to suffer, that you see other people being forced to suffer and it turns you on. It turns you on as you imagine yourself being the one suffering in that manner. You're going to find yourself wanting to suffer, to feel pain. You're going to find the orgasms you have, the ones that you have while suffering pain, are so much more intense than your regular ones. you may find yourself in a position where you get yourself beaten and then have sex, and any orgasms you have during that sex are so much more vivid and intense as little jolts of pain shoot through your body while you're having sex. You're going to discover that you want your genitals to suffer, your nipples to suffer, your back, your legs, that you want these things and are craving them more and more, that you enjoy the thought of a good beating. You may even decide that you want to feel welts raised across your skin, that at first it'll start with just simply wanting your ass reddened a little, but then you'll want it more and more, so that you find yourself bruised and suffering, that you find yourself with marks that linger, sometimes for days, but the orgasms you achieve, the orgasms you obtain while suffering like this, while suffering this level of pain, will always seem so much more gratifying, so much more powerful. It will be as if the more you suffer, the more the intensity of your orgasms increases. The more suffering you've had before you achieve orgasm, the better it is. If you're actively suffering while you orgasm, so much the better. You are discovering that you need pain. You need to feel it. You need to suffer it. Clamps, toys that are too big to fit inside of you properly, being beaten on your back, your ass, your thighs, your genitals, your nipples, all of these things are becoming more and more enticing, more and more desirable to you. You're finding that you want to suffer, that you need to suffer, that you're having a craving for it. You are being trained to accept pain for pleasure, and that pain is going to get stronger and stronger, and the pleasure that goes with it will also get stronger. You'll find yourself doing little things, experimenting with things that will make you suffer, perhaps even bondage that just simply leaves you in place, or parts of your body turn purple and painful, just simply to push yourself to that next more powerful orgasm. You need pain. You need it. You want it. You desire it. Your body is beginning to crave it more and more. It is becoming a sexual outlet of its own. You're finding, you're enjoying the images of others suffering as you imagine yourself doing exactly the same. You want this and need it more each day. The pleasure you get when the pain ends seems to surge through your body. The pleasure you get when you're finally allowed release after suffering seems to be so much greater than normal pleasure. You are discovering a true enjoyment of pain, one that you have never imagined before. Your mind is being retrained to crave it, to need it, to want it, to desire it. This is how you are changing. This is what you are coming to accept. You accepted it as you began listening to this file, the possibility that you would enjoy pain more and more. And now you're finding that to be come true, that you are going to enjoy pain more and more, that you're going to explore it, that you're going to explore it in greater and greater depths as your desire to receive and suffer pain as a form of sexual release grows and gets stronger. You chose this just by listening, and by listening you're allowing it to happen. You'll find yourself repeating this file over and over again until you find yourself accepting the fact that you need pain, that you want to suffer it, that you get off more amazingly after having suffered than at any other time, but even that you just simply enjoy it on its own, that pain for you is pleasure, and you are enjoying it more and more all the time. So now it's time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, awaken, refreshed and awake. And I hope you enjoyed.